It is 9 o'clock. It's time for the healthier show. You are here on your radio on a Saturday morning, being sponsored by the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. If you were about to leave home, you will cancel it after you hear what is happening in today's show.
Diabetes is a condition, is chronic, which means it takes place over a prolonged period of time.
Dr. Clark gives you an overview of diabetes and how the Diabetes Center can help you.
It's the weekend. I don't want to cook. I enjoy eating out. How negative or bad is this?
Dietitian Victoria Cox on how you should be eating when you go out on weekends from today, Saturday.
Today I'm talking about water and why water is always the better choice.
GM Marsha on why you should be drinking more water. I mean you know. So make sure to listen. Plus podiatrist Louise and more.
I was just about to leave home, but I can stop and listen for true.
To the next 15 healthy minutes you hear on VOB with the compliments of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bank that will fulfill your financial dreams in 2025, Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do it.
Good morning, VOB peoples. This is Peter Boyce here. You know how we keep hearing in the news all the health professionals talking about how non-communicable diseases are impacting on our population, and that is why it is good to know we have a world-class medical facility like the Maria Holder Diabetes Center located in Warren St. Michael, looking after all the health needs of persons who are diabetic or pre-diabetic. Now, there might be some people out there that might be doubting Thomas's or doubting Mary's. So we are going to go straight to Dr. Aja Clark from the Maria Holder Diabetes Center to give you some more information about the center and to give you an overview of diabetes.
Diabetes is a condition, is chronic, which means it takes place over a prolonged period of time. It's non-communicable, so it's not spread from person to person. And really, at its essence, it's an inability for the body to regulate blood sugar levels. And we recognize that higher blood sugar levels prolonged over a period of time are associated with multiple conditions. The Health of the Nation study, which is a local study that was done in 2014, they found some really staggering results. And they found that among individuals between ages 45 to 64, that almost 1 in 7 Barbadian adults in that age group have diabetes, known diabetes. And when we look at the older population, 65 and over, it's close to 1 in 3. So that's really just gives you an example of, you know, how staggering those results are. And we recognize that when those blood sugars go unchecked, it's associated with a host of complications. And we know that when the sugars are elevated, that causes the complications. And when we control the sugars and we control the pressure and we control the cholesterol, that we see improved outcomes. And that really drives everything we do at the center and how we deliver care. So definitely multidisciplinary care is definitely the gold standard of care. So what we have is we have multiple care providers in one place, giving, you know, high quality, innovative care to these patients. And our aim really is to prevent, number one, to empower and to educate our patients so that they can actively participate in their care and make informed decisions. So we're really going towards, you know, high quality care. And all across the world, we're the only facility of this type in the region. And we really want to make this, you know, more the norm and more commonplace for diabetes management. As you stated, diabetes is associated with a host of complications, you know, from the eyes, the kidneys, and we offer all of those tests, all of that testing right at the Diabetes Center. Immediately, you can get back a lot of the tests immediately. We do, as you said, ECGs. We also do HbA1c testing, blood testing. We check your kidneys, bio blood tests and bio urine tests. We do ECGs, as I said, to check on your cardiovascular health. We do foot screening. All of those things are right there at the Diabetes Center, because we realize that, you know, persons need not just traditional management, but they need more a holistic approach to management. Persons need to be empowered, and persons really need to get that support, whether it be emotional, whether it be lifestyle support. Those things play a really big role in your no better outcomes. I always tell my patients it's not just about living longer and more years, it's about more good years, more functional years that you know you can live to your fullest potential.
Thank you, Dr. Clark, telling us all about the excellent services of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. But you might still want to hear more because you might be saying that the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So let's go to a person who experienced the center for themselves. Henderson. You know Henderson? He might live in Ugap. Henderson, tell us about your experience with the Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
To me, they're helpful. I ask a lot of questions and they get all the answers they want. It's like, I get information. I like to ask questions and I get information.
Did you find the staff receptive to all your questions?
Of course, yes. The doctor and the nurse.
And the advice you got from the Diabetes Center, did it help you to cope with your diabetes?
Of course, yes. And not only that, but they do lots of like blood work and stuff like that. And keep me on track. You know what's about how the body functioning, keep me on track.
So will you recommend persons who are listening visit the Diabetes Center?
It's best to do that.
Thank you, Henderson. 417-0305 is the number to call to make an appointment with the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. It's coming up again before the end of the show. Another medical professional that you will find there is dietitian Victoria Cox. Victoria will now address how will you go out eating on weekends. Don't be eating down the place like you got in a mawworm. Listen to Victoria on how you should be eating on weekends.
It's the weekend. I don't want to cook. I enjoy eating out. How negative or bad is this? We all enjoy a treat on the weekends or buying something different to eat or not really having to cook. But the reality is how often we do this makes all the difference. If we eat out at least 2 or 3 times every weekend consistently, that really begins to add up, especially considering that these weekend meals are often things maybe high in fat. So fried foods, chips, fatty cuts of meat, you might be getting sweet drink along with that. So, you know, while I don't expect everybody to give up their weekend treat meals, I do encourage people to reduce how frequently they include them. So maybe setting a goal for yourself of eating out no more than once every other weekend, even once a month. So it's about reduction in frequency as an initial goal. Above and beyond that, you can consider, you know, are there some healthy choices that can be applied when you're buying food? Are there options that are not fried? So grilled fish or something that's been cooked on the barbecue, you know, roasted sweet potato instead of French fries. And of course, is there some kind of option for a vegetable, you know, steamed veg, stir-fried veg, a tossed salad, and round that off with water instead of a sweet drink, you know, would be the ways that you can kind of tweak eating out on the weekends to be a little bit healthier.
Thank you, Victoria, for telling people how they should be eating when the weekend comes, which leads us into our Saturday Song of the Day, featuring Edwin and Crossfire with the song Weekend. Compliments, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
Let's roll! Working all day, Monday to Friday, hard work, no pay, gotta do it anyway, bills up sky high, makes you wonder what pressure wanna make you cry. You barely getting by, but then the weekend rolls around. Yeah. Now it's your time to hit the town. Ooh, you're feeling great, you're feeling fine.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Talking about water. Today I'm talking about water. Today I'm talking about water and why water is always the better choice. When you're doing exercise, normal kind of exercise program, you do not need to be drinking sports drinks. Sports drinks are heavily laden with sugar and artificial ingredients. calories, they can actually counteract the exercise that you're doing. So yes, sports drinks may have a place when you're doing something that's more intense, a long distance event like a marathon or a triathlon, especially if you're doing it in a hot climate. That would be the only time I would recommend that you drink a sports drink, because they do have electrolytes in it. But under normal circumstances, water is always the better choice. It will be a natural hydrator. It's pure. It does not affect your teeth. It does not have sugar in it that will potentially offset your nutritional requirements. It doesn't have empty calories in it, because those calories in sports drinks can add up quickly, potentially hindering any kind of weight loss or weight management efforts that you have. And as I said, electrolytes are not always necessary. Persons engaging in regular moderate exercise do not need electrolyte replacement. You can get all of those minerals from your regular balanced diet without all of the added sugars. So for most of us, water is always the better choice for everyday hydration. Remember, it's accessible, calorie free, and will not harm your dental health. So pick water.
You just heard GM Marsha White on why you should pick water and stop drinking summer sweet drinks.
I like sweet drinks.
Let's start on liking them and like water. Moving on to Podiatrist Louise Robinson is coming up next. Yes, that's right. Here comes Louise. Of course, you can find Louise at the Maria Holler Diabetes Center to help you address any diabetic foot issues that you might have. The question that we have for Louise today is, what is the average age that persons go to the podiatrist with diabetic feet problems, and is it usually older people?
It's getting younger. So I would have said to you 10 years ago, it would have been people over the age of 65 now. So I'm seeing the average person about 45, 50 with diabetes type 2, either food related, lack of exercise, and just generally eating the wrong food and just being overweight, drinking, smoking. All those things contribute to blood pressure, to circulation issues, to blood clots. And then, again, going back to the dreaded word of death, but that is what's happening. And like I said, we lost a client. I saw him last Wednesday, and Monday I got told he died. There was no indication. Lost a limb. We put him on antibiotics. We thought we were making good progress. And there you go. Went out to feed his chickens, and someone found him dead. That's it. Massive heart attack at 61. So it happens, and it's happening. We're just not hearing the figures, or people are not talking about it enough. But I think we need to get serious, because it's happening out there. And people think, oh, he's had a heart attack. But they don't realise, oh, he's had diabetes, he's lost his limb, there's other complications that have been going with it. He's a heavy smoker, he's drinking, and all that is contribution. And I don't want to lose any more patients, not in that way. We need to, you know, we need to get a grip of it. And this is what hopefully at the Muir Holder Centre is. Not hopefully, it is happening. You know, we've got everybody under one roof working together for the common good and for the people of Barbados. And that's what I want to get over.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Centre, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality.